Today, we're going to talk about Disneyland Paris and its new digital initiatives. Disneyland Paris has taken a huge change over the last couple of years and is already moving to a new digital foundation to run its parks. This follows a huge project that rumouredly cost over $1 billion for the US parks when they moved to the Magic Band system, Walt Disney World. So, what do we know currently in this roundup about Disneyland Paris? Well, the first thing we know about Disneyland Paris is they are hard at work changing their app. They don't want to use the same app as the rest of the Disney resorts. They don't want to use the same one that's currently being used in Walt Disney World and is already in use in California. This might seem a little bit strange at first, however, Disney have officially said that the reason they have to develop their own app is because the French systems are incompatible with the worldwide, the global app that they're using in Walt Disney World and Disneyland California. Whether that's true or not has led to some debate on Twitter, and obviously we're never going to get the actual answer on that one. So for just now, we'll choose to trust them. So they already have made some strides. There already is an app that is in the App Store and is available on iOS and Android, and you can download it now from Disneyland Paris app. It, for the most part, does well at showing you attraction wait times, although sometimes they're cached too long and they're out of date by the time you get them. It does okay at pointing out where things are on the map, and it's not too bad for picking up on new attractions. They are usually added very quickly, and it has some information on the current seasons and shows. In the park on their Wi-Fi though, it can sometimes be a little bit slow choosing to download the whole file all together, which is massive, rather than using individual little features. The second thing that it kind of lacks is right now the PhotoPass app is completely separate to the main app. So if you want to take photos on your PhotoPass, you can, and you can use the Disneyland Paris PhotoPass app, but it's not linked into the main app, which is a little bit inconvenient because they're two separate systems. Now, Disneyland Paris are already looking at whether or not they develop their own solution to sort that, or whether they move to using a partner solution, in this case they use Fujifilm, and deciding what one they should use for their app. This leads us on to looking at other things that Disneyland Paris are dabbling in but haven't quite committed to, and that's booking tables. Currently, you can book some restaurant reservations online. Not all, not every single restaurant is online, but some restaurants are online to some people at some time. If you're confused, you're not alone. There are lots of people that find this a little bit infuriating and can't quite work out why Disneyland Paris have chosen to use this method for booking tables. It's available on the Disneyland Paris website, so it's .co.uk for everybody in the UK, and then obviously your country extension for anybody else. This could easily be moved into the app. It isn't yet, but could be soon because it is web-based and very easy to integrate into the app, I would imagine. The next thing that you can currently do, if you are an annual pass holder at Disneyland Paris, especially an Infinity annual pass, you can book reservations online. So you can currently book reservations for swimming in one of the hotel pools, or you can book reservations for either the parade or the fireworks, special viewing areas for Infinity annual pass holders. Now, anybody who's used it will know that you have to get on there bang on 11 o'clock UK time to snag a reservation for one of the pools, because you can't get a reservation otherwise. And you can usually get the parade and the fireworks viewing spots probably up to a couple of days out. So you're okay for that. Now, because that's again a web page, it'd be very easy to integrate into the app, but it has not been integrated yet. So we know these two features are being worked on. We already know that you can do photo passes. You can already have a photo pass that could be integrated very quickly. You already can book restaurant reservations online, so it must be very easy to integrate into the app. We also know that you have the ability to book special events as an Infinity annual pass holder, so that already exists. We also know from the Magic Card that you can get, if you're a Disney on-site hotel guest, that you can link in through the RFID your room reservation, your meal bookings, your meal vouchers, your tickets and your fast passes. So we all know that can all be bundled into one service, so that, on another tangent digitally, is already coming together. So once they bring all these things together, hopefully you should really push them into the app. They have teased that already they have annual passes kind of working behind the scenes in the app, and they have daily tickets working within the app, and you can buy them and use them on the app and send them to your family members who are going to need them. That is already supposedly working behind the scenes, just needs testing. Which leads us on to the information that we now have that came out this week. The information came out at Insideears last year when they told us there were going to be new turnstiles, but this week we have new turnstiles to look at, and those new turnstiles are available in Disneyland Paris, and they are a much more upgraded turnstile. Now, the interesting thing is there's a lot of speculation on whether or not the new turnstiles would be like tap styles at Walt Disney World, where you tap your magic band or your card and then you use your fingerprint. However, French and more specifically European law on biometric data requires it to be held in a very, very secure enclave. So it's not a huge surprise that Disneyland Paris has opted not to use biometric data, because the level of fine you can get if that leaks, and secondly, the level of security you need to add to that is rather severe. And I'm not entirely sure that unless you build the system out with that protection in place, that's ready to go. So I would imagine, I'm not saying the Americans are insecure and they don't care about data, they absolutely care about data and privacy, but in Europe there are massive fines if you do not get it right on day one. So the ticket system is probably not that secure, it's not medical grade secure, and that's kind of what the European authorities like for biometric data, is for it to be medical grade secure. And I would imagine the cost of doing that and the security and compliance checks is probably more than it's worth. So they went with a different system. They went with a sort of, have you ever seen an e-gate on the French or the UK border, where you go through and you put your passport in and then it scans it and then lets you through? It looks identical to an e-gate, just without the back gate behind you. So you kind of walk in, I'm going to put up a video, so I don't know why I'm explaining it in great detail. However, you scan your pass either digitally, or it should support RFID, or indeed it probably supports some sort of low-level Bluetooth as well, I'd imagine everything does these days. And when it scans it, then opens the gate for you to go through. And they certainly seem to have been built wide enough now to accommodate people with strollers, and I'm calling it a stroller, like an American, it's a pram, a pushchair, whatever you want to call it. You can push through your buggy, or you can go through a wheelchair or some sort of walking assisted device, which is obviously welcome because it shows that they are, rather than establishing special queues or special areas for people with additional needs or buggies or pushchairs, and trust me, there are a lot, and having them slow down the process, they find a way to incorporate everybody and treat everybody equally at the same time, which is only a win for everybody involved because it will lead to it being faster. So, with the new turnstile in place, I would imagine that the reason we currently don't have the app leading the turnstile is because they would quite like the new turnstile to work with the app. So I'd imagine that before the app can launch tickets, the turnstiles all need to be updated. So trial one is underway just now. Walt Disney Studios has a live trial just now. I'm going to pop a video up if you're watching this online. So once that's in place, they can link it to obviously the app. So we already know that we're going to be able to book tables. We already know we're going to be able to buy tickets now, your passes, book special events through that, have them associated with our account. Hopefully it'll follow you around. That means the next big one is probably FastPass that needs to be introduced, because that's one of the big things that they can chuck into the app that I think could make it all around better. If you can see where FastPasses are booked and they're having to go there, maybe they won't. The other thing we know that they trialled, but they didn't do it with their own app, but they trialled the whole meet and greet scenario in the Walt Disney Studios, where you had to download the app that let you then, it was like a French line app, Liberté, I think it was called here, Liberté. And you went into that early morning, you booked your place, and they were gone within 5 minutes, and everybody were really, really upset by this. And I remember people getting very, very upset. However, it was probably the first time that the system has been entirely fair, because there are certain people who, rightly or wrongly, I see this flying around, specifically in Facebook groups, people seem very upset about people having disability passes. Personally, I've never been inconvenienced by them. However, I imagine it's more a character thing, because characters have a fixed rate of people they can go through. People are very, very upset that actually, for some reason, other people are getting in front of them. I can imagine in the hot weather after a long day that infuriates people. It was a very fair system because everybody booked the place and everybody kind of got the place in the same sort of system. However, I think we're gone within 5 minutes. I would imagine that a similar system, if not a slightly more fair system, will be getting introduced via the in-house app that they're doing. The last thing I'd like to touch on is that a lot of people are a little bit annoyed that they are doing it in-house and they're not using the global app. And I totally get that, because the idea is there's already a global app you could take off the shelf, throw it in, it already is a pretty damn good app, and we could just have it. And I get that. I really get the argument for that. But the problem comes in that, specifically if you ever use the Walt Disney World and then the Disneyland one, they're not identical. They are not identical in any way. And in fact, I'd say the Walt Disney World one is probably the best one that's built out, and Disneyland will certainly get up there. I imagine with all the languages Disneyland Paris tries to cater in, and all the functionality they're trying to do, and given that the whole resort is a lot closer and isn't treated so separately, I can see why the French development team want to do it in France. I can certainly understand that. It seems like, you know, we don't want everything to just become your global hands us down to us, we do it in France. I imagine they want an independence to pursue their own things. Now, admittedly, development has been a little bit slow. In fact, that all these features are kind of sitting there half-baked is a little bit annoying, because obviously they put a lot of time into getting these things working, like booking a table, and they should throw it all in the app, and I don't know, they should call it beta app and throw it out of there, because people will be more impressed if they could see the progress. I think a lot of people are looking at the bog standard app thinking there's been absolutely no progress, but actually, there probably has been a good bit of progress, it's just not been migrated into the app just now. So, that's a little bit of a recap of where we are and what the options are digitally for Disneyland Paris and what we're expecting in the near future. I would hope that Disneyland Paris are kind of listening to the feedback and realise that people think it's going very, very slow and probably don't realise that the web work and external services can be brought into the app and probably behind closed doors already are. So they gave a digital update. People were not, the people who were there thought it was really good. The people who were online didn't think it was that great. Personally, it's kind of how I personally see it as how app development goes, and I can see the little bits they're trying to pull together. So that has been a roundup of digital and IT at Disneyland Paris. I've been Graham, that's been a roundup. Goodbye.